We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 36 in the Motivation Movement podcast titled, Don't Be Afraid to Fly Out of Your Pigeonhole. Everyone always tells us to stay in your damn lane, embrace yourself, embrace your talent, and focus on your strengths and double down on them. Blah, blah, blah. Why are we so obsessed with this idea of having a super sharp focus and tunnel vision? You miss out on a whole lot of opportunity when you don't pay attention to what's in the peripherals. I've been focusing on only one of my ventures for 3 years now. I ignored my podcast. I ignored my passion for music. Ignored my passion for fitness. I only did one thing. Given I did it really well, I wasn't giving myself a chance to explore my other passions. I've been using the phrase lately, don't pigeonhole yourself, probably way too often. But it's very practical advice if you're looking to make a change in your life or just discover new interests. With that said, today we'll be examining a quote from Steven Arthur Pinker, a Canadian-American cognitive psychologist, linguist, and popular science author. The quote goes like this, "People take even greater umbrage when they hear themselves labeled with a common noun. The reason is that a noun appears to pigeonhole them with a stereotype of a category, rather than referring to them as an individual who happens to possess a trait." The dictionary defines pigeonhole as a small recess for a domestic pigeon to nest in. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Just kidding. The alternate definition, what we're talking about today, is to assign a particular category or class, especially in a manner that is too rigid or exclusive. Used in a sentence, the critics had a tendency to pigeonhole him as a photographer and neglect his work in sculpture and painting. Just because you're an all-star at what you do doesn't mean you can't experiment in other fields. Crazy shit happens in life, like the coronavirus, where what you specialize in no longer becomes important or of value to people. One industry that is very exemplary of this idea is the event space. There are zero mass gatherings happening right now across the country. Celebrations are severely limited in their attendance and scope. Weddings are being canceled left and right. Imagine if your skill set or business was solely focused on event planning and organizing, ticket promotions, experiential marketing, etc. It's clear that sometimes you need to pivot on the drop of a dime. If you go from spending 100% of your time on one passion to even 90% and give another 10% to a new passion, you'll be ahead of the curve in the event of a forced pivot in the future. Just because you're a great salesperson doesn't mean you can't be a great graphic designer. Just because you're a great photographer doesn't mean you can't be a great personal trainer. Don't deny yourself from embarking on new endeavors. Don't define yourself strictly by the one thing that you've always been so focused on. Don't limit yourself to what you've done in the past. There's no need to self-impose a label that restricts you from becoming who you potentially might be. My final thought for the day is pretty simple. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. It's never too late to engage in personal and/or professional development. Everyone has different levels of risk tolerance, like we've talked about in past episodes. Not everyone can afford to give up focusing on their profession to explore new interests. But big or small, the next time you see an opportunity to break out of your pigeonhole, to switch lanes, I challenge you to embrace the adventure. Be proud of what you've accomplished, but be excited about what's to come and what's around the corner. This could be your chance to make a bigger impact, make a new name for yourself, make more money, whatever your ambition is. That's all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the Motivation Movement on social media. Tag @MRudo and do not forget to visit my new website, mrudo.com. I want to hear your raw, unfiltered, uncut feedback. Please do not hold back. I'm not sensitive. I can take it. I appreciate the constructive criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. And oh yeah, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.